So what is a marketing strategy then? So a marketing strategy, this sets out how the business will identify and satisfy the consumer needs that are identified by the market research. And there's four steps involved in a marketing strategy. Your first step is your research. So you're doing your research, your desk research, and your field research to identify the opportunities. Your second step then is segmenting. So you're identifying a suitable market. So segmenting divides consumers into different categories. And there are two types of segmenting, demographic and psychological. So demographic, this analyzes consumers in terms of age, income, your social class, your geographic area. For example, Pepsi Max drinkers will kind of target or segment the marketing to young males under 25, while Finch's Orange would have consumers who are young and health conscious females. Psychological then, this analyzes consumers in terms of attitudes and taste. So hippies, impulse buyers, for example, Volkswagen uses this analysis in the car market. So you've got a niche market then. So as part of that, you'll have a niche market. And a niche market is the precise description of the customers to which a product will be aimed at. So the target market is usually decided after conducting your market research. Sorry, that's target market. Your niche market is a specific gap in the market for a new product or service. It's more effective for a business to target a niche market than everybody. So successful businesses are quick to identify the niche market for a product, and the company in the niche market will then become the company's target market. So a niche market is a very specific market in your overall target, in your overall market, your overall segment. So for example, wedding dress is a very niche market. Customized cars would be a very niche market. Not everybody's going to be able to afford it or buy it. Then you got your target market. So that's who you're actually going to aim the product at. So the first part of your strategy is your researching. Second part is your segmentation. Third part is your product positioning. So this means creating an image for a product in the mind of the consumers in the target market. So for example, if I mentioned Aldi and Lidl in the supermarket industry, you would say they're quite cheap, where Tesco and Marks and Spencers will be very expensive. So that's kind of the position. So they've put their brand in a position in your mind, and that's what you think of when you hear those names. And the last and then is devise a suitable marketing mix, which is looking at your product, price, place, and promotion.